This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Super Mario Brothers, the Japanese video game that seems almost like the digital version of the Portrait of Dorian Gray, gets a new iteration today. It's the first specifically mobile version for iPad, iPhone only. There's a trial version with three free levels, but Mario enthusiasts will have to pay about $10 to play the full game. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports on Nintendo's gamble.
Everybody's favorite Italian plumber is back.
It's me, Mario.
If that just transported you straight back to the 1980s, you're not alone.
I remember getting a Nintendo system at Christmas at my grandparents' house and then sitting down with my sister and just trying to beat it.
Michael John, who teaches game design at UC Santa Cruz, says that nostalgia factor is exactly what Nintendo is banking on with its new game. Joost van Drooijen from research firm Superdata isn't convinced that'll work.
People will like Mario, sure, but will they love it to the extent that they're all just going to shell out $10? I don't know.
One reason they might is what you get for that $10. Everything. In freemium games, you often have to keep paying to unlock features. Lindsay Grace teaches video game design and marketing at American University.
What Nintendo's essentially saying is we're going to give you high-quality Nintendo content from the beginning, which is great because then you know what you're getting.
Which, when you think about it, is pretty old school. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.